My name is Marty Mackinnon. I'm a health economist, and I'm the director of the Health Systems 2020 project that's funded by USAID. It's a global project that focuses on health systems development in developing countries. And for those of you who are interested in other things besides my presentation, I have some materials about Health Systems 2020 project. I'm going to speak to you about the rationalization of health service subsidies in Senegal, and this involves work that was done, started in part by the Health Systems 2020 project, and in cooperation with the Health Financing and Policy Project. It's also supported by USAID, but that is specific to Senegal. That project works with the Ministry of Health of Senegal, and three of the participants in this work are part of that project. Mustapha Sako, who's from a consulting company, Senegalese consulting company called Group ISA, and then two consultants hired locally, Colonel Umar Njai and Edouard Jem. So I'll be speaking about the work that we all did together. The presentation is organized to begin with a little bit of background about Senegal's health subsidy regime and what motivated the Ministry of Health to be interested in an analysis of the subsidy regime. Then I'll turn to the questions that we agreed with the Ministry to ask about their subsidy programs, tell you a bit about what we found about the regime or set of subsidies overall, and then give you some specific findings that came from more in-depth study of the subsidies for cesareans and deliveries, including some of the recommendations that the people I mentioned made about those, that specific program, and then some overall conclusions. So Senegal, as you probably know, is a poor country in West Africa with a highly rural population that has been employing financing methods that include user payments for health services under the general heading of the Bamako Initiative. And Senegal, like the China and Vietnam that are the subjects of the other presentations in this session, would like to cover its population with health insurance. But given that probably 80% of the population works in the informal sector or in the rural sector, it's very hard to reach broad coverage of the population with health insurance, although there are many community-based voluntary health insurance schemes going on in Senegal. So instead of attempting to scale up health insurance in the near term, well, it's a longer-term goal, the Senegalese have decided to put in place a set of specific subsidy initiatives to reduce financial barriers to access to services for specific groups and specific services. And on this slide, you can see what the set of Senegal's subsidy initiatives intend or aim to address. Those include subsidizing the poor, children, mothers, the elderly as groups of within the population, and then sets of services that include preventive services, services for communicable diseases, for chronic diseases, for diseases with significant economic impact, and services that have are high cost items that could lead to impoverishment. So you can see some similarities to the themes from our previous speaker about China. So when we look at the groups of people and the specific services that Senegal aims to subsidize, from a classic public health point of view, the subsidy regime, or the set overall, aims at all of the right groups and the right kinds of services. So their aim is good. However, the Ministry of Health wanted their subsidy regime to be rationalized, and that meant that they had some questions in mind when they said the term rationalize, or help us analyze how to rationalize these subsidies. And here on this slide and the next are the questions that the ministry agreed with their assistance team were the ones that they wanted to answer about the regime and about each of the individual subsidy programs. What is the overall concept of the program? How is it funded? How effective is it? Is it efficient? What effects does it have on the behavior of key actors? Does it include accountability mechanisms? What kinds of monitoring and evaluation is conducted about the regime? Are there any alternatives to the way that specific subsidy program works? And does it link to other programs? And does it address the overall aim of the government of Senegal, which is to reduce poverty? Okay, so those are the questions that they asked, that they wanted answers to about each of the programs or components of the subsidy regime. Let's see. So, let me turn now to tell you what we found about the overall program of subsidies, that each subsidy initiative has its own implementation set up, and it's managed by a different unit of the Ministry of Health. For example, the reproductive health unit implements the cesarean subsidy, and hospitals implement the program for the elderly. The funding for the various initiatives varies in terms of its adequacy, and in our overall analysis, rarely is the funding source for any one of them sustainable. For example, the immunizations program relies heavily on Gavi, the Global Alliance on Vaccines and Immunizations, and other donors, and the elderly program has a budget line item in the government and ministry budget, but it's an inadequate sum that's put into that line to cover the mandated benefits. There's never been much analysis of the efficacy of any of the initiatives, nor their efficiency. There are also some undesirable incentives and disincentives that are clear in the programs. For example, hospitals are eager to receive the elderly, since they manage the program, to be able to draw upon the subsidy funds that are granted to the hospitals and earn them a big profit. And the health centers, who are charged with identifying and giving exemptions from user charges to the poor, identify very few people as being indigent and exempt from payment because the health centers get to keep the user fee revenue. So it's to their disadvantage to grant exemptions to anyone because they lose money. There are few accountability mechanisms. Citizen oversight is called for in Senegal's poverty reduction strategy paper, but there's no specific accountability mechanism implemented for any of the initiatives. There's only spotty monitoring and evaluation. The cesarean program was under assessment by the UNFPA, but few of the others have ever been evaluated. And the newer initiatives are not built on the experience of the earlier ones, and each program has its own unique design. There's little integration of the initiatives with any other initiatives. For example, none of the programs relates either to decentralization, which is a big both political and health system movement, nor the development of the community-based health insurance schemes that I mentioned earlier. And the weakest initiative of all is the one that targets the poor, which some sense is, since that's the overall development strategy, is poverty reduction is particularly striking. As I mentioned, the health centers identify few indigents, but then it's not in their financial interest to do so. One other piece of background about these initiatives is that they were put in place little by little over time. Different ministers of health or other government leaders at various times make a speech or receive complaints about access to a given service or by different groups and declares we should begin to subsidize this service or this group of people, so that they kind of piled up over time and not surprisingly don't make a coherent whole. So as I mentioned, the team did some more in-depth analysis of three of the subsidy initiatives, the one for the poor, one for the elderly, and the one concerning cesareans and deliveries. And I'm going to tell you more about what was found about the cesareans and deliveries program. That program or initiative was announced in late 2004 and began operation in 2005. And in its concept, it's consistent with their National Health Development Plan, their commitment in Senegal to achieving the Millennium Development Goals, or MDGs, and with its overall poverty reduction strategy. It was developed and put under the technical leadership of the Direction de la Santé, or Health Directorate, and its Division of Primary Health Care. The ministry organized a steering committee to study needs for delivery and cesarean kits, the costs of deliveries and cesareans, financing mechanisms, the supply system, communications, management tools, and how to involve Senegal's regions. And then the program was piloted in five regions before it was rolled out to national scale. The way it operates is that government health centers and posts and health posts are provided with kits for the cesareans and deliveries from the National Supply Pharmacy, and an initial order was placed for more than 400 cesarean kits and 2,000 delivery kits at a cost of more than $600,000. The hospitals that participate in the program are provided funds in advance that then they draw down upon to order the kits and supplies and pay personnel for the cesareans and deliveries. The program began in the five pilot regions that are shown on this slide, and then after some issues came up during the implementation, during the pilot, the program was put under the Division of Reproductive Health rather than the Primary Health Care Division of the Ministry. Then finally, free cesareans were rolled out to all of the regions of the country except the one that is Dakar, where the capital city is, in 2006. But free deliveries were continued only in the five pilot regions. Now for the some of the results. There's, as would be expected, a growth in the number of cesareans performed, and some of the facilities have found a need to hire a supplementary obstetricians to meet the demand. The services that are covered are the performance of the deliveries and cesareans itself, the kits of supplies and drugs and equipment, about 5 to 8 days of hospitalization in the case of the cesareans, and complementary drugs and supplies. Spending on the program has risen from the $600,000 in 2004 to almost $900,000 in 2007. Okay. The medical personnel who were interviewed by our team were pleased with the initiative overall, but they had some complaints about the quality of the kits, and they were also a little bit worried about the effects of cesareans being free of charge in most of the country while ordinary deliveries are paid, because they saw the possibility that that would encourage unneeded cesareans to be performed. The hospital in Mbour charges 3,000 CFA francs, or $6 extra, for care after a cesarean, so the cesareans are not completely free of charge everywhere, as they've sort of taken the prerogative to charge something extra. The kits system was well received in the health centers and health posts, but there were fears in many of the hospitals that they might run out of their funds or fail to allocate sufficient funds to buy the kits or the equipment that they needed over time. Many poor people are not included in this scheme, since the Dakar region is not included, and only the pilot regions are included in the deliveries initiative, as I mentioned. So that the initiative covers only about 40% of those women below the poverty line, while there are many non-poor people in the regions that are covered who benefit from it. So it's not so well targeted, even though the rates of poverty are higher outside of the Dakar region than they are in Dakar, because the Kar region has a high population, it includes a lot of poor people who are excluded from the program. There are some financial issues that were uncovered as well. One is that the real cost to the hospitals of performing the cesareans is more like 65,000 francs, or $130 per cesarean, than the payment that they are authorized to draw down on their funds of about $110, or 55,000 CFA. There are also grave fears that in 2007, the funds allocated to the hospitals for the initiative were quite likely to run out before the end of the year. This work was performed earlier, and by now some of the hospitals may have run out of their funding. It's also worry over the lost revenue that used to be earned by user payments for these services, since health committees, which are community groups that oversee and do some community outreach work, and personnel bonuses within the facilities are funded by user payments, and the cesareans and deliveries used to be good sources of user revenues. So overall, the team that conducted the in-depth analysis made the following recommendations. They suggested that the initiative be reoriented to preserve its strengths and increase its impact. And first, they thought that there might be an overemphasis on payment as a reason for women delivering at home and also not using antenatal services. They would like both in Senegal more deliveries to be done in facilities and for antenatal services to be used more frequently. The people who did the study and through their interviews had the at least tentative conclusion that price is not necessarily the biggest barrier to the use of those services, and that one other element that might be also important is providing private delivery space in the facilities that might be a more cost-effective way of addressing at least the delivery at home issue. In terms of the initiative itself, they recommend extending the initiative nationally, but to target the subsidy to the 48% of the population that's below the poverty line, rather than make it a generalized subsidy as it is now. They also suggested that the identification of who is poor and should be beneficiary of the subsidy be conducted in collaboration between decentralized health authorities and local social development and solidarity services, so linking it to the decentralization initiative. The analysts also estimated that to cover the costs of including all of the poor in the program would be about 890 million CFA francs, or $1.8 million. That this sum could be put together by supplementing the current allocation, which amounts to about half of that sum, with a portion of the allocation that's made to districts through the decentralization program for their drugs. So they saw a way that the generalization of the initiative could be paid for. And finally, the analysts noted that as poverty is reduced, if the program targets only those below the poverty line, then over time the total cost of the program should go down. So, with that set of findings in hand, I want to suggest that, in conclusion, Senegal hits all the right services with its regime of subsidies from a public health point of view very well. However, when we take a systematic approach to evaluating the regime of subsidies, that can lead us to finding ways to make significant gains in terms of effectiveness of the regimes, to the quality of services provided, to the equity of access that's facilitated through them, and to the efficiency in which they are operated. And that taking a similar approach could help other countries achieve more from their subsidy policies for health while they're on their way to being ready to implement a broad-scale health insurance that would address many of the same issues. So with that, I thank you very much and when we're all finished, I'll be happy to take your questions.
Thank you.